Do you like U.S. military history, especially stories about our veterans? If you answered yes, then I know you'll enjoy Duty and Valor. Hi, I'm Wayne Marks, and each week I'll tell you the amazing stories of heroes who pushed away their fears and showed true valor on the battlefield. And although their stories are different, the common trait they all share is that they all served with pride and lived with humility. And I'm honored to tell you their stories. Welcome back, everyone. On this episode of Duty and Valor, you'll hear the story of a man who volunteered for military service at a time when all knew war was imminent. A man who displayed a career of flying heroics over a short period of just a few hours. A man who disregarded danger and made 4 sea landings in one day to save downed airmen during World War II. A man whose actions were referred to as truly one of the most remarkable feats of the war by a military legend. This is the story of Medal of Honor recipient U.S. Navy Lieutenant Nathan Gordon. Nathan Green Gordon was born on September 4, 1916, in Morrilton, Arkansas. He was the second of 4 children born to parents Edward and Ada Gordon. He went on to graduate high school at the Columbia Military Academy in Columbia, Tennessee, before attending college at the Arkansas Polytechnic College. While there, he joined the Arkansas Army National Guard, and after graduation, he attended law school at the University of Arkansas. He graduated in 1939 and was practicing law in his hometown before joining the Navy just months before the U.S. entered World War II. In the Navy, Gordon qualified as an aviator and was sent to Norfolk, Virginia. There he trained to fly the PBY Catalina flying boat. This twin-engine aircraft was a versatile one and it filled many roles during the war. One of its greatest capabilities was as a rescue plane, as it could land on water to spearhead rescue missions. During the war, Gordon was assigned to the Black Cats Catalina Patrol and Rescue Squadron, which was based at Samurai Island in Papua New Guinea. There he commanded a crew of 9 aboard the Catalina flying boat named Arkansas Traveler. By 1944, he was a lieutenant junior grade and had already been recognized multiple times for his flying skills, including being awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross. On February 15th, the 5th Air Force of the Army Air Forces attacked Japanese positions on the island of New Ireland in Papua New Guinea. The attacks consisted of A-20 Havocs of the 3rd as well as B-25s of the 38th and 345th Bombardment Groups. At Cavey Yank Harbor, they faced heavy Japanese anti-aircraft fire and many of the bombers went down. Gordon and his crew were on standby when they received word that they were needed to attempt a rescue. The Arkansas Traveler was escorted to the harbor by 4 P-47 Thunderbolt fighters. Gordon put the plane down in heavy seas with waves breaking 16 to 18 feet high to search for the crew of a downed A-20. Under heavy enemy fire from the shore, he and his crew searched the area but couldn't find any survivors. With the rough seas, the plane was heavily stressed and it began to take on water, forcing them to end the search. Shortly after becoming airborne, Gordon received word that a B-25 had ditched just northwest of the harbor. The B-25, named Gremlin's Holiday, that was piloted by 1st Lieutenant Edgar Cavan, went down only 400 yards offshore, making a rescue incredibly dangerous as they would be under intense fire from the Japanese on the shore. As Gordon took his plane down, the 4 P-47s and 2 B-25s made continuous strafing runs to keep the Japanese from taking aim at the Arkansas Traveler. Though the attacks on the Japanese positions were able to relieve some of the danger, they still faced heavy fire from gun emplacements on shore. The conditions weren't ideal as the swells were heavy here as well, also up to 18 feet high. Gordon was forced to cut power to one of his 2 engines in a power stall landing, as he couldn't utilize the full length of a normal landing. The only benefit that the high swells gave the crew is that the troughs of the waves gave them some cover from enemy fire. With some men bailing water out of the fuselage to keep it afloat, the other crewmen rescued the 6 men of Lieutenant Cavan's aircraft. On their return back to base, they made it about 20 miles when Gordon received word that another B-25 was forced to ditch in the waters a mile offshore. The aircraft named Piss on It had a crew of 6 and was piloted by 1st Lieutenant Eugene Benson. By this time, Gordon lost 2 of the P-47 escorts as they had to return to base to refuel. As Gordon neared the downed men, he again had to cut power to one engine in a power stall landing. Gordon's crew was able to find three survivors of the downed bomber, but unfortunately, three men were never found. With the plane taking on a lot of water and now carrying 18 men, the crew of nine and the nine men they had rescued, it was overloaded and struggled to get airborne. But Gordon was able to get it in the air and they made their way back to Samurai Island. Again, while en route back, Gordon received word that another B-25 went down while on a strafing run. Without hesitation, he turned his plane around and set course for its last known position. This rescue would end up being the fourth and most dangerous one of the day. As they were running low on fuel, the last two P-47 escorts had to return to refuel, so Gordon had to attempt the rescue without support. In addition, this rescue was magnitudes more dangerous as he had to fly low over Japanese positions at Kavieng Harbor to reach Captain William Cavoli's downed aircraft, just 600 yards offshore. Repeating the same procedures, Gordon power stalled the aircraft and put it down by the two rafts that the men were on. Gordon's plane was well within range of the Japanese guns, but again the heavy swells provided some protection from enemy fire. It also meant that a lot of water was leaking into the aircraft. With some of the men bailing the water, the others were able to pull all six men of the downed bomber into the plane. Now extremely overloaded with the nine crew and 15 survivors, Gordon had to fight to get the plane airborne, but he was successful. On their way back to safety, the crew of the Arkansas Traveler treated the injured men before they were transferred to a seaplane tender which transported them to receive medical care. Soon after the rescues of that day, Gordon was promoted to lieutenant and he and his crew flew daily rescue missions over the next 7 months. Unknown to Gordon and his crew, in September 1944 they were flown to Brisbane, Australia for a very specific reason. There, the crew of the Arkansas Traveler were all awarded the Silver Star, and Lieutenant Nathan Gordon was awarded the Medal of Honor by Vice Admiral Thomas Kincaid. Lieutenant Gordon became a pilot instructor and remained on active duty until 1945 when he was discharged. After the war, he returned home and opened a law practice with his brother Edward. In 1946, he was elected Lieutenant Governor of Arkansas and remained in that position for 20 years after numerous successful re-election campaigns. He served under four different governors and was the longest-serving lieutenant governor in Arkansas history. On September 8, 2008, Nathan Gordon passed away at the age of 92, and he is buried at the Elmwood Cemetery in Morrilton, Arkansas. Years after the war, Admiral William Bull Halsey sent Gordon a telegram that, in part, read, "The rescue was truly one of the most remarkable feats of the war." Gordon's remarkable story serves as an enduring inspiration, reminding us that even in the face of danger, we possess the inner strength to uphold what is right. His unwavering belief in the value of every human life teaches us to never falter in our support for others, no matter how daunting the circumstances may be. As his legacy transcends time, Nathan Gordon continues to ignite the spark of inspiration within us, encouraging us all to lead lives adorned with bravery, compassion, and selflessness. Thank you for listening to this episode of Duty and Valor. If you have not done so already, I kindly ask that you leave us a review and follow us wherever you're listening, as this small act helps us reach a wider audience. For those interested in learning more about Lieutenant Nathan Gordon, I've provided links to the sources used in today's episode in the show notes and on our website, dutyandvalor.com. Don't forget to join us for our next episode, where I'll tell you the story of another incredible American hero.